We got to still be in the 30, though.
Hi, everybody. This is the Jake and Jake podcast from Jacob's Porch. Woo! Hope everybody is well and ready to roll. We're coming at you hot with a fresh, new game that we've played before.
It is second annual.
That's right.
Scripps National, Jake and Jake podcast, worldwide, presents Spelling Bee, Palooza.
Very nice, very 2020
exciting. 2020 social distancing edition.
Excellent. So, Jake, you listened to the 2019 Spelling Bee. Do you remember any rankings? Do you remember who won? Any highlights?
It was Jacob and I in the finale, and I won because we had a discrepancy.
Still a controversial ending.
There is. There's an asterisk.
There's an asterisk.
So the discrepancy was, does missing letters count as a point against you?
That's right.
I said yes.
Yeah, if you don't have the letter, you're wrong.
I think if the word is supposed to be seven letters long and you only put six letters, leaving out the last space at the end, then I think that's a point against you.
Agreed.
Gotcha.
My opinion. Also, I think adding an extra letter, is that a point?
That's a knock also. Yeah.
Knock also. For those listening in, you know, so a couple simple rules. We're going to do, how many rounds are we doing in the first round before we get to the final?
So we're going to do three words for each person. So it's going to be Jake reading.
And then you two go.
Correct.
Jacob reads and then we go. Yes. And then you read.
One more question though. Correct.
What if you put, like, let's say that the word's supposed to have an F in it, but you put PH. How many is that off?
Two.
It's spaces. We're going spaces.
We're not going like, oh, it's a substitute for that. It's just. Yeah. Okay, I got it.
If we get telephone and you put an F in, you're automatically disqualified.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you get?
It's so, spaces.
Is that one wrong? No, two wrong.
Always spaces.
Okay, okay. All right.
Gotcha.
So just for you guys listening on us trying to figure out the rules, the way we're going to do it.
As if we know the rules.
As if we know them. You know,
just go along with our
own. One person reads a word. The two of us try to figure out how to spell it. We get a certain amount of time. After that, we check and see who spelled the word correctly. It's based on how many spaces or letters you get wrong in your spelling.
Correct.
So if I spell the word telephone with an F, for example, I would actually lose, instead of PH, I would lose not one point, but two.
Excellent.
Because you're missing a letter that you're supposed to have in there, and you have a wrong letter.
Right. Correct.
So it's like the P is the F, and then you have a space, and you're supposed to.
Yeah. And so in front of each competitor, we have one pencil, one piece of paper.
And a mask.
And a mask. You know, before we even start, I know we have plenty of time to go through all the words. You know, it's a lost art. I don't know the last time I actually standardized my page. Do you remember doing this in elementary school, putting your name and then the date at the top of the header?
I do it sometimes.
You still do that?
Work because I work with a notebook.
Not when I'm doodling and doing spelling.
Yeah, I don't know the last time I did that. I think it's the first time I actually wrote out the full date, 8-10-20.
I have a notebook I write script stuff in, and I always write dates.
Let's start.
All right, we're going to jump into it.
Roll a year.
So what are the years from?
Between 1925 and 2019.
Now, sweet. Give the preface. Jake has been staring at this list all day and studying.
He will still lose. 100%. Okay.
1933.
All right, here we go. So the first
round. Depression.
So the first 60 seconds?
Yeah.
10 seconds.
The spell?
Yeah. 30?
Throw me a bone.
Okay, ready?
We'll play by ear. So the first round is Jacob versus Jordan.
Yes.
First word is torsion.
Say it again.
Torsion.
Is there a sentence there?
No, there isn't.
Can you say it slower?
Could you say it in a sentence?
Torsion. when you twist your arm, you feel torsion.
Is that a correct use of the word?
Yeah, it is.
Can you say it slower?
Torsion.
Torsion. I feel like words were easier in 1933. Like in 2019, words going to be really hard.
This was the height of the Depression.
All right, are we ready?
I think people didn't have a lot of time.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, if you want to go first.
Yes. All right. The way I spelt torsion, ladies and gentlemen, T-O-R-T-I-O-N.
I went T-O-R-T-I-A-N.
A-N and O-N. What happened? What is it?
Oh, gosh.
Jake,
we're both wrong.
How do we spell it? Start.
T-O-R-S-I-O-N.
S.
I only got one wrong.
I got two wrong.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
Jordan, one wrong round one. Jacob, two wrong.
Oh, this is exciting.
Now, I'm going to hand the paper off to Jacob. And
he is handing it off.
Jordan's going to roll a year.
Very nice. The year that we have generated is 1955.
We're going back to the future.
We're back to the 50s. That's right. Is that the Back to the Future year?
Yeah.
Yep.
1955.
The DeLorean.
All right. Very here nice. We go.
What do we got?
Tough year. Crustaceology.
Okay.
Can you say it in a sentence?
I'm lucky that I pronounced the word crustaceology correctly.
All right. Say it again.
Crustaceology. 1955. The winner was Sandra Sloss from St. Louis, Missouri. She won on the word crustaceology.
Do they fly in for the spelling bee?
Yeah. I think it's in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, 50. See, this little girl, is this like adult?
Oh, they might.
I hope it's a little girl. I think you have to be 13 years or younger, right?
I don't know the age.
I think it's before high school, perhaps.
Jake, we got to squeeze you in now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, one
I'm
more time. Well. Crustaceology.
All right, how do you spell it?
Yeah.
Or do we say it first? Did we say
with
it first?
With a word like this, I feel like he should just spell it because it's such a long word.
Okay, that's fine.
Sure.
If it's a short one like that, we'll do the
okay. Movie. Okay. Crustaceology.
How do you spell it?
C.
Yeah.
R.
Okay.
U.
Yeah.
S.
Okay.
T.
Cool.
A.
Yay.
C.
Okay.
E.
Yeah.
O.
Okay.
L.
Okay.
O.
Okay.
G.
Yep.
Y.
I spelled it correctly.
Correct. Son of a gun.
I was writing it as he was saying it.
I did the same thing.
I was like, I'm never going to know what I got wrong. All right.
So wow, clear. I got a zero. That's clean.
Atta boy.
Egg for me.
All right, I think we're gonna have to do a few more years because I do not want to cover last place.
I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, so right, now generated. We're still in round one.
Still yes. In round one.
We're still in round one.
The year generated is 2013. Fun fact:
we're in the future now.
We're back.
Who was the winner? Where was she from, or he from?
Oh, 2013. Okay, yeah. We've got a girl. Oh, not girl. Oh, Arvind Mahakali.
That's the word.
Mahakali. No, that's the winner.
Spell her name.
Arvind went to Herrick's. No, I'm kidding. No. I cannot pronounce this word. Oh, it's going to be
take
good.
It slow.
All right. Oh, I almost just spelt it out. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Natal. I think I'm doing a solid job at reading
it. It's canadal.
You've studied the sheet.
It's canadal. I remember that word from 2013.
You studied the sheet.
I remember
so I know
that
there's a
spelling bee because that was the word because it's a Jewish word. I remember that.
All right, in a sentence, Jake read the sheet and knows the word canadian.
I remember that spelling.
All right, we're going with a new year. We're hitting 2008. We're going to stick in the 2000s.
Before you go, how do you spell canadal?
Canadal was spelt, are you ready? It was, and it is spelt, K-N-A-I-D-E-L.
Oh, easy.
All right.
Thank God we did
2008,
that.
We've got Samir Mishra. Shout out Samir Mishra. How you doing? Okay. Our word for 2008, the winning word. Gordon.
No way.
I'm looking right at it.
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon.
Gordon.
I'm looking at it right now.
Gourd as in pumpkin gourd?
Gordon. That is the word.
That is it. Yeah.
I'm trying to cheat off Jake's paper.
Yeah, for someone who can't read either, this
all
is
right,
tough.
All right.
All right.
Wait, Gordon? Can you say it slower?
I'll read it in a sentence.
Please.
I like three Pokemon. Blastoise,
mm-hmm.
Charizard, Gordon.
Gordon.
Okay.
Shout out Pokemon. All right, I'm going to spell the word out loud. Is
okay.
Everybody ready?
Yes.
G.
Hmm.
U.
Oh
E. R. D. O. N. Gordon. All
right, I had two wrong. G O U R D O N.
Are you a little French? I went straight up Gordon Ramsay. G-O-R-D-O-N.
So we both got two wrong.
So two wrong.
All right, so 2 points for the boys. So, do we want to do another round of this before the final?
I think we should do two more rounds.
We have two more rounds.
Later. Yeah. So, and then another.
So, oh, so
then
we, I gotta, yeah. I got to pass.
Go back. Go back.
So right now, totals are, after round one, Jake has two wrong.
Damn.
Jacob has four wrong.
Oh, my God.
Jordan has one wrong.
Oh, baby. No one saw this coming.
New year, please. New year.
New year, Mr. Treaster. The year is
please.
2018. We're staying hot.
Let's get early 40s. Okay. This is a bad word.
We're staying
hot. 2018. All right. Preface this. I know the word before this one. The word before this one.
Of course, you studied the sheet.
And you're lucky that this wasn't the winning word. It was Bewusstseinsschlager.
That's the word?
That was the word.
No, that was the previous.
Oh, it was before.
It was like the second to last word.
Okay.
I remember that word because it was like.
Nuts. Can you say it one more time?
Bewusstseinsschlager.
All right.
Baklava.
All right. So the word is for the winning word in 2018 was koinonia.
Oh my God.
Can you say it in a sentence?
No.
Quinoa.
Figure it out. Just say it in a sentence.
I don't know.
Koinonia?
Koinonia.
Koi.
Koinonia.
Say it again.
Koinonia.
Koinonia. Wait, koinonia?
What is this?
Cucumber.
Koinonia.
Koinonia.
Like adding okay. A Korean flair.
All right, Jakey. Let's read the word. What do we got?
Read it.
K O I N O N I A.
Okay.
I got.
I only got two wrong.
Yeah.
I did the Q U.
You did Q. I did C O Y. The yeah. Koi.
Wow. Those are like wild misspellings, but it's only two wrong.
It's not too that's bad. Like, Nonia was
Nonia. Right
now, both
Nonia's
did two wrong.
Both two. Yeah.
Jacob gets the list.
Very nice. All right.
Circle gets a square. A circle gets a square.
All right, Jacob. All right,
next year.
Next year, ladies and gentlemen, it is 1992.
Jacob the third of the year.
1992. What was going on in 1992? Anybody know?
Where were you in 92?
A lot of nothing.
Nickelodeon was cooking.
Nice. All right. The winner was Amanda Goad. And the year, 1992, the winning word was Lyceum.
Can you use it in a sentence? You could make up a sentence.
Say it again.
Making up the sentence is funny.
Lyceum. I don't like when you two Lyceum to me. Yeah.
Lyceum.
Lyceum.
Could it be Lyceum?
Could be.
In your hair, there might be Lyceum.
Indeed.
All right, I'm done.
Lyceum or Lyceum?
Calcium. All right, I'm ready.
I want you guys to spell it.
You want to
say
spell
it again?
Lyceum or Lyceum?
Lyceum.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to spell it.
Lyceum or Lyceum.
You okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Lyceum.
Okay.
Lyceiam.
All right, how's it spelled?
It's not looking good for Jig Triesta, let me tell
you. Oh, man. What do you got to spell?
All right. L-Y-C-
yep. Okay. Oh, my God.
E- U M.
I only got one wrong. You kidding me? Oh, wow. We're killing it.
I think Teresa's got a 4-piece over
here.
Oh,
he's not happy. Oh, Jake. Spaces too. Spaces are important. Yeah.
Well, no, I had all the.
Yeah. He got the L right.
It's only 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm out.
No, okay. four.
I'm at 1.
All right, 4.
Good. All right. At least I'm back in the game.
I'm running away. Oh, pass it to me. All right.
Lyceum.
All right, for the next round.
That was a hard word.
That was tough.
L-Y. Y was not.
Y-Y-Y.
I mean, you did it the sheet before. All right, next year, we're looking at 2007. Stop with shout out to Evan O'Dorney. Shout out Evan in New Jersey as well.
I bet you Evan could get this word right.
I think it's a pretty easy one.
All right.
2007.
Already. Kamikaze.
I don't even know if I can pronounce it. I can't pronounce any of these words.
That's the fun of this.
Seraphine. I saw a woman walking on the street, and she was looking Seraphine.
If you have eczema, apply Seraphine.
Are we
Seraphine.
Like to put it into Google and ask it to pronounce it?
I could do that on my phone.
Yeah, do it on your phone.
Yeah, do it on your phone so we can't see this.
Oh, you really want me to do this?
Yes, please.
Okay, let me
with find. This word, I feel like we need it.
Seraphine.
Like with Lyceum, I would have never gotten the Y, even if...
That sounds like a girl I'd connect with on Hinge. Seraphine.
I thought you meant Lyceum. Lyceum is not a.
It's a bulldog forceps. It's like a clamp or a thing that you use in surgery.
Can it say the word?
I don't know how to do that.
Is there like a little microphone?
I'm clicking dictionary.com. Okay. They do have it on dictionary.com. I know that.
Cool.
Examples, meaning.
You should just, right next to the definition, right next to the word, it should have a little speaker next to it.
I don't have that.
Okay, just say the word.
Okay, one more time.
Seraphine.
Seraphine?
Seraphine? Seraphine.
Damn, this may... I'm going to lose it.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose it.
All right.
All right, are we ready?
All right, here we go.
Do you want to read them first? Or do you want
no,
to
you
read,
read it?
It. Okay, we ready?
Yeah.
S-E-
Yeah.
R-R- E-
mm.
F- I- N- E. Seraphine, Seraphine.
Okay. Three wrong.
That right, that right, that right.
I'm probably pulling this out because I can't pronounce it.
I
did a PH also.
So that's two?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's two.
Damn.
Had an R, missing an R, so it's one.
One, yeah.
And then I had a C instead of an S, so that's one. So that's also wait, four.
One, two. Actually, mine's four also. I didn't see the second R. Oh, my God. Jake, we're tied, right?
Okay. Wait, what did Jordan have wrong on it? Did you get a second word?
No.
This is, I'm going for my second word. No, I had a second word. I only got one wrong. I have it here. It was Koinonia.
And what was the?
I got two wrong.
You got two wrong. I didn't know.
Sweet.
Okay, after
I've only got
round, I have 10 wrong.
Yeah.
Jacob has 10. 2, 4, 6, 10 wrong as well. Jordan, surprise upset, has 5 wrong.
Five.
From the first round also. Counts the first
one,
round.
Two, three, four.
Oh, four.
You said you had two wrong in the last.
Oh, I was looking at Canonia. Now, 1992, Lyceum, I only had one word wrong.
Yeah, so one it's letter one. Wrong.
Wait, it's one. So it's one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're
Thank so God. I'm running away with it.
All right, Thank so God
doing
for.
One, are we doing one more round? And then
yeah.
One
more
so round. For the final, we
this
just
is
doing...
really between Jacob and I. Which one goes up against?
It's still against me.
Yeah, it's the biggest loser.
for the final round, one word
completely gets destroyed.
I would have to spell every. I would have to get
if
every
you put in a
wrong.
Blank answer. That's how you're gonna lose.
All right,
you're
go.
Fine. You're fine.
All right, let's go.
Let's keep cooking. The new year, ladies and gentlemen. We're cooking at 1984. Good year. Good year.
Nice.
Dystopia.
Love this.
Wait, what?
It's going to be a good
you
year.
You know the book, 1984?
Yeah.
Dystopia.
It's a dystopian novel.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a little fun fact for you.
All right.
Thanks, Jake.
Fun fact. I'll say the fun
who
fact.
Who won?
This,
yeah. Hey, who won that year?
Was
Daniel
it you?
Daniel Greenblatt.
From the tribe.
There he is.
He's going to be on the podcast next week.
Joining us on Jake Nick Podcast.
I'd love to bring some one of these guys across.
Daniel, you think we could beat him?
No. We'd have to all be on a team.
Okay.
Seraphine.
Seraphine.
Ooh, I'm going to see if I can.
You can't pronounce it? I can't. I like the guessing of the pronouncing. I think that makes it fun.
Can it just be like Kugel? I know how to spell that word.
We had Canadal already.
Yeah. I knew how to spell that. After looking, of course. Luge?
Yeah, luge.
What? Say it in a sentence, Jake.
Okay, it is what I thought it was.
Luge.
Like, you know the luge in the
like
in
the
Olympics?
Sport?
Yeah.
What the heck's luge. A luge in the Olympics? What is that?
Like the bobsledding team?
Get into it.
What?
The four guys get in.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
a luge
yeah,
team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
That's called a luge team?
That's the winning.
Oh, is that Cool Runnings?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I think so.
Okay.
Luge. Right.
Luge.
There's only one error that you could really make here.
Luge. I feel like I'm going to lose this game. Hold on. Here we go. Luge.
Three, two.
Wait, what's with the timer?
Slow down. All right, I'm ready.
Who are you, the judge? Oh, my God.
There's only one way to mess this up.
Wait. I need
thank goodness it's a short word because I could still kind of hold
right,
on to
a
that's a save.
Okay.
Wait, spell it.
I spelled lounge.
L-U-G-E.
L-U-G-E? All right. I put an O. L-O-U-G-E.
All right. I had, the O there. Has to go, and I also had an H in there.
Two wrong?
One of the O's. O and H.
Yeah, two wrong.
Yeah, two wrong.
That's bad.
He's falling apart.
He's falling.
I've been falling down.
One.
That's a big one.
The good one.
Here we go.
Fuck.
Next,
pardon my French.
Next,
please be 2012. Modern word for Jake. Oh my!
1929.
That's good for you guys.
Now we're in round three.
Locomotion.
Toilet.
Food.
All right, what do we got?
Ooh, here we go. All right, this is good for Jake.
Who won? And what's the word?
1929. Virginia Hogan, sister of Brian Hogan.
Oh, very nice. Shout out Hoagie.
Okay, here we go. 1929. Luxuriance.
It's not too bad.
Hang on, I gotta say it again. A little slower at the end.
Luxuriance.
Luxuriance?
Okay, I'm safe.
Luxuriance.
I'm safe.
Okay.
Shout out to the Americana in Manhasset. Luxuriance.
Say it again.
Luxuriance.
How do I spell it?
I won't laugh. Okay. Luxuriance.
All right, how do you spell it?
Okay.
Luxuriance.
Wait, he's reading it or I'm reading it?
That's my guess.
That's what he guessed.
Oh, you want me to read mine?
Yeah.
Luxuriance.
Jake got it right. Luxuriance.
I-A-N-C.
Yeah.
Okay, you scared me.
Right, I got one letter.
So I got nothing. I have two rounds with nothing, and I'm still losing.
Well, because you had one bad round.
Quinonia. Was
Wait,
that the
Jordan
word? Or
only had one?
One.
Yeah.
So that was a good round for me.
Seven is the barrier here.
The
last one's between us.
Yeah.
Well, what do you
so
guys
right
have
now,
right now?
I have 11.
Oh, so this is a big round.
No, I have 10.
Do I need to? Oh, I'm not even spelling
I
out.
I have 10.
And I have
11. Jacob has 11.
Oh, this is a great round.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good round.
So Jordan is safe. Jordan is in the finals.
We did
Attaboy.
It. The finger's up. We did it.
Jordan dude, worst to first. Last year, didn't make a showing. This
no
year
shit.
In the finals.
Okay. Now, it's a 1 point. I have a 1 point lead going into this final word.
All right.
Of the third round.
The year...
I should have lied earlier.
All right. I'm not looking at the word
the crowd
yet.
Falls silent.
How'd you... Could you pull up the thing on your phone? Just reading it? Because I don't...
I just Googled it. Just Google it.
Okay, fine.
Show me the word on the side.
Here, show
I'll show you the word, Jake.
Show me the word.
Go.
Yeah, I definitely. You know what? I can pronounce this word. All right.
Look, you see the little speaker thing there?
All right, I'm going to do it. All right.
Type it in there.
The year is 1999. Shout out Nupur Lala, who won the tournament. She was from Tampa, Florida.
I'm sure.
All right. I'm going to put in the word right now to read. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming at you short.
God, I need to spell this word right. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Logorrhea.
Gonorrhea.
Logorrhea, a noun, a tendency to extreme loquacity.
Can you spell it again?
Spell it?
I tried to get you. Okay, say it again.
Logorrhea.
Margaritaville. All right, logorrhea.
Logorrhea, which is our final word before the finals.
Dude.
Are we ready?
I'm going all in. This is either 100% right.
I'd like to hear both of your spellings, and then I will read it out loud. So we're going to start with Captain America. Jake, what do we got?
L-O-G-O.
Oh!
R-R-H-E-A.
Okay. Jake, cup?
Oh, you're definitely going to beat me. L-O-G-A-R-H-E-A.
I'm not even going to spell it. Jake got it exactly right.
Did I really?
L- you know why I got it L-O-G-O-R-R.
What else ends in that suffix?
What? Gonorrhea.
Yeah, I did the H-E-A at the end. It was the middle.
The double R's were interesting in the word.
Wait, did I got the double R?
I thought you said R-R.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that's like what I'm saying. That was
really a boy. Not a boy.
I wouldn't have put in the second R.
Perfect.
So spell it for everybody.
L-O-G-O-R-R-H-E-A.
So I got two wrong on that.
That was the double R's impressive.
That was clutch.
Yes.
Damn it.
Final round.
Damn it.
Oh, Jacob. All right. One word. Magic bonus. We're doing a one word, and that's it?
I think we do one word.
Magic bonus.
Does he
pick? No, we did two words the last time. We did two-word final.
Okay.
Cumulative two words.
Cumulative two words.
I like that.
All right, that's
wonderful.
And we don't pick the bowl. And we don't get to know how many we have wrong
until it's over. Yeah, that's quite. No,
because we don't want to, you know,
of course,
throw it or whatever. Say, oh, I'm only gonna put three letters down, knowing that it's a five-letter word.
Yes, and you'll be safe.
Okay. Of course.
All right, Jacob, we're gonna do a
first word of the two-round final.
Did we do 1984 already?
Yes.
Okay. 2013. Did we do that already?
Yeah, that was natal. Here we go.
1966.
Also, the slate is wiped clean, so Jordan has no lead. I have no lead.
This is clean. Yeah,
I think we did this last year, so I'll say it.
1966.
Ratoon.
Yeah, we did that.
Okay. We did. I know that word. I knew that word.
We memorized that word.
It's like raccoon, but with a T.
1977.
Raccoon with a T. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yep.
All right, John Paola. Won this year.
I looked right at him like John
Paola.
All right, what do we got?
All right, here we go. 1977. The winning word was cambist.
Say it again.
I'm sorry?
Cambist.
Cambist.
Cambist. Cambist.
I'm good.
Say it again.
It's spelt. No.
Say it again.
Cambist. John Paola.
Okay, that's the first word.
I'm set. What's the second
word? Cambist. Okay, second word.
Oh, we need a new year.
Do a generator.
New year.
New year,
1937.
New me. 1937. Oh, perfect. What was going on in 37? World War II?
Crippling depression.
Yeah, sad shit.
Ooh.
Pardon French.
All right. We should know this because of a modern day song. Well, at least
the last 20
years. That
ready?
Jordan has a huge advantage.
Yeah, 1937. The word was promiscuous.
Oh, bang. Oh, man.
The winner that year was Juanita Beckley. Promiscuous girl.
I'm ready.
You are. So the two words again are promiscuous. And what was the other word? And
wait, say the second word.
Cambist.
Again.
Cambist and promiscuous. There may be a third word. I feel like both of you will get both words correctly.
I don't know. What a play out.
Just have to tell everyone.
We'll do a third if there's a tie.
You'll do a third if there's a tie. All right, Jacob.
All right, finish up the words.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, we're doing the first word first. Let's each spell it, and then we'll give it.
Yeah, definitely. All right.
You go first in this one. I'll go first in the next one.
1977. The word is campist. Mm-hmm. I spell it C-A-M-B-I-S-T, campist.
K-A-M-B-A-S-T.
The word is campist, spelled C-A-M-B-I-S-T.
Bang!
Were you right?
Yep.
Kick the dead on. This is huge.
And this guy's got promiscuous in his back pocket.
Let's go.
All right.
I don't know if I spelled this right. I actually don't.
Wait, hold on. Okay. The word is promiscuous. Jake Treister, go first.
P-R-O-M-I-S-C-U-O-U-S.
I spelled it the same way as you. Oh, it doesn't matter. That's it.
And that's the correct way to spell. So the 2019, what year is it?
Wow,
2020.
2020.
Champion.
COVID League.
COVID star.
The COVID League. 2020 Jiggy Dick Podcast National Spelling Bee winner is, with a massive 2-point win, Jordan Childstar.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Give a speech.
All right. It was tough. I shout out Jesse Lagnato from English. He taught me some words. Jake and Jacob were in that class. That was a good time.
Jesse J.
I feel like we didn't do anything in there.
No, we did not.
Like, if you ever like think about your English classes, think what
no,
you actually
I don't,
took away.
Because I've moved on.
What? What's wrong with you? Oh, you're upset about the thing. No, so no, for no. everyone at home, Jake printed these words and looked at them all day.
And he studied them all day.
And I got them right.
No, I'm not upset. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I hear it.
Yeah. I actually listened to a podcast the other day. It was like the Happiness Index, and it was talking about how psychologically people that come in third place are happier than people come in second place.
Well, second place is
the silver medal foul.
Yeah, I love that.
What is it? The second is the first loser?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to.
So who's the first loser? Jake Treister.
I think Jerry Seinfeld did the bit about the silver medal winner at the Olympics.
Yeah.
He's just standing there with his arms crossed.
He's like, just one more guy.
Can I get out of here?
Just one more guy I could have beat. Now I got to go.
Unless it's like, I guess, a huge gap. It's like Tony Hawk is the number one.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then it's like, you know, Joe Schmo, who earned like 40 points less than number two.
Is there,
he can't be upset.
Question, is there a sport or some type of profession that there really is a number one and that second place would still be looked at as like a well?
Yes, I learned this from Bill Burr's podcast.
Who's number one?
Shout out to Bill Burr.
In Formula One, there's this one guy who's like destroys everything.
Unstoppable.
Unstoppable. He wins if he's ahead in the first turn.
And it's over.
And it's like 500 laps.
I would say, I know it's not the same dominance, but it's pretty close. I would say the same thing with Joey Chestnut. I mean, Matt Stoney beat him 1 year, but literally 13 out of the past 14 years, he's won. He's amazing.
Well, Kobayashi would give him a run as well.
Yeah.
Oh, he's banned? Yeah. What did he do again?
He's banned. He also has a jaw injury. He's got a lot of problems.
Do you watch Matt Stoney on YouTube?
Amazing.
I love his videos.
There was one that was disgusting. He did like 1,000 fruit roll-ups, and he rolled them into one big ball.
He's
more famous than Chestnut on YouTube.
Yeah,
he's got an amazing following.
Like
yeah,
$10 million. He did like a giant cookie recently.
Yeah,
I was like, that's disgusting.
What is his
name? I have to watch
Matt Stoney.
Matt Stoney.
Never heard of him.
What's his name?
Never
like
I would want to go. I would
like the Toad or something.
The Toad, something like that. If you look up his YouTube channel, you're gonna fall down that rabbit hole and just be stuck there for days.
That's funny.
Watching him just gorge himself on disgusting things.
Did you guys watch it this year?
When
COVID was happening,
broke the record. Good for him.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
No, his feet was. It didn't have the same appeal because people weren't freaking out on Surf and Stallwell, whatever that cross street is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's amazing. I think like people talk about esports and like their fringe sports. I definitely think he's an athlete.
What, professional eating is an athlete?
Yeah, I think he's an athlete. Yeah.
I mean, you're training your body to go through an experience.
Mm-hmm.
There's competition involved. Well, what would you consider? We can get into this for hours. What would you consider an athlete? Would you consider like cheerleading athletic?
A bowler an athlete?
It's a high. Well,
it's a physical. It's a physical.
Well, then I put bowling and golf in the same thing. You roll the ball, you sit
golf
down.
Is much harder than bowling.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying difficulty. I'm saying what you're doing.
Golf is a sport.
Golf, you're swinging and walking. Bowling, you're rolling and sitting.
I mean, you could say the same thing with any sport. Like on the surface level, it's getting a ball in a hoop. It's rolling a ball down and
running. If there was no running in basketball, I don't think it would be a sport.
Oh, so there's no running in golf.
Okay, fine. But it's more precision. It's precision.
Okay, well, that ball.
Interesting.
You got to roll in a certain spot.
They walk a ton.
And you got to do it consistently. That's the thing with bowling.
Yeah.
Because you could just be a drop off and you get a 9 and it's over.
My friend in college is really good at bowling. We had a bowling alley on campus.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. This is not Mark.
Mark.
Oh, Mark. Shout out, Mark.
We love Mark.
Any shout outs, guys?
That's a great transition. So your shout out is Mark.
Yeah, Mark.
Well, I shouted out for him.
So everyone's shout out is Mark.
He's my like, he's my
your best friend.
Well, no, what is it called when you have like a
pen pal?
Like, no, who like you bounce ideas off of? And it's just like
your boyfriend.
What do you got?
I don't remember.
Brainstorm buddy.
He's your friend. That's the good word. Nice. That's the word we're looking for.
Very nice.
And that's all we care about at this podcast.
Friendship. So Mark's the shout out.
Yeah, for everybody.
Who's your shout out? Oh, for everybody.
For everybody.
I shout out Mark as well.
Sounding board.
Okay.
No, my shout out. Let's see. Who's somebody that did not get a shout out that was a winner of the National Scripps Spelling Bee? Here. Yeah. David Greenblatt.
David Greenblatt.
My allergist.
Is it David Greenblatt or Daniel Greenblatt?
You know what's interesting? There's no repeats.
You can't compete again if you win.
I didn't know that, really.
Yeah.
Can I not compete? So I can retire from this after?
No, you got to come.
Oh, I got to come. I'm kidding.
Now, I think you get like a $50,000 scholarship.
Damn. Wait, so Treister won, you won. Next year, I'm going to be all by myself spelling words.
Jake, I'm just going to read about you.
All right, cool. All right, thanks for listening. This was fun.
All right.
And, Jordan, did you do the shout out?
We all shouted out Mark.
Yeah, we all love Mark.
Oh, wow, that's fascinating.
All right.
See you later,
people.